Pinkies, I'm alive. I have not been kidnapped by any Americans or Australians. My conscience there getting warmed up.
System ready.
There we go, I guess it's ready. So, hi everybody, this is the Faye Driver. You're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. We're out today because by some unscheduled bit of luck, Kismet is sending me on an unscheduled trip through the city, and it just happens to be a glorious, beautiful, sunny day. So I thought I'd better take this opportunity to catch up with everybody, because I know you think I've all gone off the deep end? No. Well, perhaps. I've all disappeared off of the face of the earth. Not really. Well, thanks for signaling, dork face. If you can't tell by the wine, we're driving around in Dorian Gray today. I'll just roll the windows up for you. Against my better judgment, because it is gorgeous out. What's the car say? It's 66 degrees Fahrenheit. So, what's been going on? Well, been really busy around here. I have some exciting repairs to cars to talk about. I think I've already spoken about... Oh, I love this car. It's so much fun to drive. I've already talked about new ball joints on the spy car, so you know all about that, and I am quite pleased. It does run just ever so slightly feels a little nicer, so I'm happy about that. What else? It's been ball joints. It's been ball joints month around the Pink Wheel Nuts garage because I've had the ball joints replaced on the truck. A little green truck with a big heart, which is a 99 Dodge Dakota. I wonder if there's anybody new out there who is listening and wondering what is this Faye Driver all about. So I have this old 99 Dodge Dakota pickup truck. It's just a plain Jane truck. We're going to get mowed down by a dump truck here. It's been really good and reliable for me. It's got a nice V8 in it. But it definitely needed ball joints, and I kind of been putting it off because, you know, it's one of those maintenance things. It's not really. Is it necessary? For as many miles as that truck gets driven, whatever. Disregard all that. I finally decided it was time to do the ball joints on little green truck with a big heart. So I did that, so it's running really nicely now. It definitely needed ball joints. And the way you can tell if your vehicle needs ball joints is, this is what you do. Here's what you do. Go and get two stacks of plates, like good-sized dinner plates, like a stack of four or five plates each. So one stack of five, and a second stack of five, and then you stand on top of those two plates with your feet, and you try to balance there, and you'll feel how unsettled it is. That's how you can tell when you need ball joints, is if the front end of your truck, when you take a corner or go over bumps, feels like it's riding on a stack of plates. So, I've been feeling this sort of unsettled, this clickety-clackety looseness up in the front end of this truck for a while, so I decided, get the ball joints done. It's a very difficult job because what they do at the factory on these trucks is when they build a vehicle, they want the quickest and cheapest method they can possibly find to, slap these things together. So, they they rivet the ball joints in. They're super hard to get out. You have to cut and grind and heat up and smash and, oh, it's a really, it's a tough job. So I didn't do the work because I'm not an idiot. Oh, a little bit of slip there. Lane. So anyway, my excellent mechanic looked after all of that for me. So we got brand new ball joints. I had my valve cover gaskets tightened down, or the valve cover tappet covers tightened down because they were weeping a little bit. So they did that for me. Oh, it's everything's just ship shape with that truck now. So very happy about that. Oh, there's a copper looking for speeders coming over the bridge. Cop ass. My conscience didn't go off there either. I guess we better behave ourselves for a little while. You know, they travel in pairs, those policemen, right? So, all of the vehicles are in tip-top shape. So that makes me happy. You know, I have to say, there's nothing more disappointing to me than going to a nice restaurant, or a restaurant, ordering a martini, just a plain, simple, ugly martini, and, well, not an ugly martini, a nice martini, and then having it come in an ugly, horrible glass. That is very disappointing. Because, you know, when you order a martini, you're paying through the nose at a restaurant for a martini. You want a restaurant martini to be nice. And you're hoping, you know. I think a martini, especially a classic gin martini or vodka martini with vermouth and olives, a classic martini should be served in a classic glass. Not an ugly, short, squat, you know, the Vogue, it's in Vogue now. Your martinis come in these martini glasses with no stem. And I think that's wrong. In fact, I think there's probably some sort of scientific reason why we have drinks with stems. It must have something to do with the temperature. I don't know. Somebody look it up. Do we have any mixologists listening here? Give me a good reason why a martini should be in a stem, please. You can email your answer to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com or tweet me at Faye Driver, FeyDriver. Because, you know, I was so looking forward to, can you feel the frustration in my voice? I made the mistake, too. I should have asked for top shelf because the martini was just not, I mean, it wasn't right. And it wasn't cold. What is the matter with people? You have to make a gin martini on ice, over ice, whatever, in ice, in a shaker. You want emulsification of all the little things in there. So, I order this martini. It's warm. It's not pretty. One olive only. One olive. And it comes in a short, squat glass. Oh, I was so disappointed. All right. Hang on to your hats. What do we got? Third gear, fourth gear, 3,000 RPM, 59 miles an hour, back into third, into a corner, accelerating through 60, 4,300, and that's the 70 mile an hour dinger. Oh man, this car is so sticky. Someone taking my lane. So I had a disappointing martini sitting on the patio of a mediocre restaurant enjoying the mediocre sun. Life is so unfair. The hardship I have to endure. Oh my God, you're so spoiled. So, I'm always behind schedule. Today, of course, as usual, I am a little bit behind schedule. Yeah, a guy's gotta relax more, though. I'm really starting to feel like I'm gonna start adopting the toppy smelly outlook on life, which is, if it doesn't get done, it doesn't matter. Because I've been working my butt off around this place, you know that? I've been working hard. I've got lots of things. Let's just stop for a minute. I'm going to play some music. We're on the freeway. We're going over a noisy bridge. The radar detector's going crazy. Let's remove you from this injustice. See what kind of music we got going here.
Yeah.
I have been a very busy lesbian, I have to say. I have been getting many things done in preparation for the summer. We've got the pool up and running and functioning fully and fantastically, so that's been a real joy. I've actually been able to scrub the siding of my house, which is a chore, as you know, that I absolutely detest. And it's just like, it's the most difficult thing to get started. So that's been done. And it's not finished, but it's well, it's well looked after. How about that? And we got a gazebo, or a cabana, I guess, for the backyard to work in conjunction with the pool. So that's kind of fun. So that's been constructed and is all put together. So I'm happy about that. And I don't know, just other things. Oh, if I can tell you, man, I've been working like a dog, too. And I don't mind to tell you that I've had to tell a few people at work where to stick their business. Sure is noisy around here, isn't it? My goodness, here, all the traffic. All right, here we go. So, getting lots done. Had a few altercations at work to deal with. Oh, that's a school. What the hell? I don't want the school. Confusion abounds. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let us resume normal navigation. And I'm not talking about the issues you've heard about on other shows, like Drive Time Tanopa. Just other things, other people who've been stepping on my toes, and now their toes are flat. So I've dealt with a few things at work, been working a whole awful lot, and, you know, that's all right, once in a while. But summer's coming, and I'm not going to be wasting a lot of time at work, I hope. Okay, I've arrived at my first destination, so if you'll please excuse me, I am going to sign off for now, and I'll check in with you again for some more exciting adventures with the Fey Driver. Like finding a parking spot, for one. Let's try that. I'll tell you how that turns out later.